Boko Haram attacks in Nigeria are costly in human terms. A ministry's urging you to take a chance on the gospel, and the worst flooding in years swamps Zimbabwe. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Nigeria's Speaker of the House of Representatives says their country is out of excuses for failing to stop Boko Haram. The latest attacks targeted 19 sleeping students. It's also created an unreported human catastrophe. World Mission's Greg Kelly.
People who have literally lost everything. Their homes have been burnt. Many of them have lost family members who have been killed or kidnapped. They've lost all of their worldly possessions. And there's over 100,000 people in just one camp in northeast Nigeria.
They need food. $500 feeds 200 people for a week. Kelly wants to send their solar-powered audio Bibles called treasures.
They've lost every possession that they have in this world, including their Bibles. And the majority of the people up in this area of Nigeria are oral learners. And so the solar-powered treasure allows them to engage with God's word.
Christians are the victims in another way. Read why at missionnetworknews.org. Next, if a sexual abuse case is brought to court in Guatemala, the likelihood that the abuser won't be punished is 90%. That's what makes this recent trial so special for Kids Alive International. A young girl in their Oasis program had to testify against the man who prostituted her for several years. Corby Dukes of Kids Alive shares more.
The defense attorney really tried to wear her down. She had over an hour of testimony. But at the end of it, he just kind of threw his hands up and said no more questions and sat down. And he was the guy that was defeated.
Through Oasis, Kids Alive helps young girls recover from sexual abuse to find new life in Christ. The courtroom is an important step.
Justice is more than the right thing to do. It really helps the girls in their path to recovery.
Pray for the physical and spiritual protection of girls at Oasis. Pray strength and discernment for the Kids Alive staff. This is Mission Network News. Ever stumbled into a big opportunity to share the gospel? Well, did you take it? Over a year ago, Paradise Bound Ministries came across a Guatemalan village nobody knew was there. Fear on both sides threatened any chance of sharing physical or spiritual aid. Dan Smith of Paradise Bound explains what happened next.
You guys prayed us through that, and that first night we had a nice harvest of souls. But then throughout this last year, God has put it in our heart as well to build homes there. And that's a difficult venture to go out there and to build homes in a very remote section of Guatemala like that.
20 homes and four teams later, the ministry is eager to get back next fall to finish the project. Does this sound like a trip for you?
Almost anyone of any age can be a part of this with us and experience that opportunity in San Ramon to see people come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, as well as leave something tangible there, such as the house that we're actually giving them.
Meanwhile, Zimbabwe just endured some of the worst flooding in 40 years. Evacuations saved lives but left survivors in dismal conditions. Most of the camps don't have enough food, water, or much of anything else. Global Aid Network partners are trying to meet those needs. They sent 900 water filters on top of other supplies. They're also sharing the hope of Christ. Recovery will be long-term. Find out how you can get involved. We'll connect you at our website. In the meantime, pray. And after successfully guiding Biblica into its third century of ministry, CEO Doug Lockhart is stepping aside in 2015. Lockhart and his wife are sensing God positioning them for something new. Under his leadership, Biblica launched a community Bible experience and the digitization of their Bible translations. The year-long transition will allow Biblica time to search for its new leader. Would you pray wisdom for the ministry as they search for Lockhart's replacement? Pray that their vision remains clear. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Casting Crowns' new CD called Thrive when you support Mission Network News. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll send you the Casting Crowns CD or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.